Right, the tape is rolling for possible playback on the radio. And just for the record, your name and your title.
I'm Paul Hickson, and I'm a board member of the UC2B not-for-profit board and also the chair of the Community Benefit Fund Committee.
Okay, how many grants did UC2B award this year, and for what total amount?
Well, this was the first year that we were able to get our grant award program off the ground. And we actually received 15 applications, and we were able to fund or partially fund 11 of those, and to a total grand total of $112,668. So for a small community benefit fund, we feel that's a pretty significant contribution to the community.
That's outstanding. Where did the money from these grants come from? Personal donations?
No, the history of this is very interesting. There were, let me back up. The history of this is very interesting. When the Obama administration came into office, as you will recall, the country was in a great economic distress, and there were attempts to find projects that would both help with various communities improve their economies, but also build infrastructure. And one of the areas that was targeted was IT infrastructure. So, under a Department of Commerce, NTIA, federal administration, there was a request for proposals, and the university and the community of Champaign-Urbana got together, and they put in two types of proposals, and there were two different grant categories. One was to actually build the infrastructure, and that was called the below ground part of it, and that ended up being awarded. There was a second part that was called above ground that had to do with training communities how to use these resources and giving them the financial means to do that, to train populace on how to use these resources to give citizens better economic skills. Unfortunately, that above ground application was not funded. But in the process, the principal investigator of that above ground proposal, who is an emeritus professor, Abdul Alkalimat, he worked with members of the black community in Champaign-Urbana, a whole number of, I think, 10, 12 meetings in different churches to surface ideas about how, if this were funded, it could be used. And really, so the genesis of this idea came out of those meetings in the North End. Meanwhile, the funding was awarded for the below ground, and the university was the principal investigator. Mike Smeltzer headed this project up, and eventually, with some additional contributions from the state of Illinois, there was $26-27 million that went into building fiber optic rings in Champaign-Urbana that link all the schools, hospitals, police, fire, institutions of higher education, Parkland, the University of Illinois, social service agencies, and up to 200 anchor institutions. But what we didn't have the money for was to actually extend that all the way out to individual homes. So, for the below ground portion, after there were three partners. There was the University of Illinois, there was the city of Champaign and the city of Urbana. And it was possible in the early stages of that project that UC2B could have become a public-owned ISP. For various reasons, though, all three of the parties, the university and the two cities, decided that they didn't want to do that or couldn't do it. And therefore, we started UC2B, the not-for-profit corporation was formed, and we then started to try and find a private partner to build out to individual residents. Bringing these two stories together, the folks who had worked on the below-ground portion remembered the good ideas that surfaced in those earlier discussions for the above-ground portion. And the below-ground portion was very explicit in the grant. You could only use the grant to build out fiber. Couldn't use it for community education, community benefit. But if we were going to seek a private partner, then we could make a condition of that private partner using our fiber rings, be that they contributed money to the community benefit fund. So that the short answer to your question is that the community benefit fund is funded by contributions from the private partner that is building out the fiber rings to the individual neighborhoods. Right, that originally was ITV3. For various reasons, they are no longer the party that is building out. I3 Broadband succeeded them, and I3 has committed to funding this for the next 9 years. So we're very fortunate. Champaign-Urbana is a relatively small community to have this sort of support, but we have a good financial basis for this awards program to go forward for the next 9 years. And we're also actually probably going to be looking for additional funding to expand the reach of these funds.
How will these grants help people?
The main way that these grants will help people is in skill enhancement. So you can look at the 11 award winners and tell how that will take place. Three of the awards went to community computer labs operated by neighborhood churches in low and moderate income areas. And then two went to programs aimed at youth education with a high-tech orientation to them. One award went to a prisoner reentry education program to give folks who are reentering mainstream civilian life job skills. Two awards will help programs for immigrants and refugees in the community. And then we also awarded two projects that will provide IT services for medical programs that serve low and moderate income clients.
All right. It sounds like a really exciting thing for the community. That's the material I'm looking for. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just a really big thanks to all those who helped get this off the ground. Our board was very diligent in making sure that this got underway, but then we started our meetings with the community. We had tremendous we had tremendous volunteers come forward out of the community who had history both with Professor Alkalimat's previous work, and then just folks who could see a need and wanted to help us in the community. So we had at one point this summer, upwards of 25 people from the community and the board working on defining how this program would be constructed, setting up a very strict rubric for how awards would be considered, and basically out of whole cloth developing a new process. So we could not have done what we've done without great community support. And I just want to thank everybody who helped in that.
All right, very good. Thank you very much for your time today, Paul. We'll probably run this story on Monday morning.
Thank you very much.
So you can be listening for it then, and it'll be on our website too. So, all right, well, you have a good afternoon.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Okay, bye-bye.